Good afternoon. Catalonia could hold regional elections on February the 14th, so the Speaker of the Regional Assembly, Roger Torrent, said in an interview this morning after the region's separatist leader, Quim Torra, was barred from public office. If there is no swearing-in debate in Parliament, we will go to elections, he said. Countdown would end on February the 10th, and therefore we would hold elections on Sunday, February the 14th. Spain's Supreme Court upheld on Monday a ruling barring Torra from public office for 18 months after he refused to comply with the decision by the country's electoral committee to remove a banner supporting jailed separatists from his government building during a national election campaign last year. Catalonia's 7.5 million people are split over independence, with the latest opinion poll showing 42% in favour and 50% against. Meanwhile, pro-Catalan independence activists demanded Spain respect the results of the 2017 referendum. 15 people were detained in Barcelona after police dispersed crowds of demonstrators last night. Hundreds gathered in front of the regional government building in downtown Barcelona, chanting, "We voted, we won." The protesters then marched towards a police station, moving around a dozen large waste containers into the middle of the street and setting them on fire. Officers in full riot gear responded by dispersing the crowds. According to local media, 15 people were detained in Barcelona and one was arrested at a similar event in Girona. Much-needed revenues from foreign tourists collapsed in Spain this year as the pandemic pushed many holidaymakers to stay at home. Usually the world's second most visited country after France, Spain had over the past years received some 80 million foreign tourists a year. However, between January and August, just 15.7 million visited, around 73% fewer than in the same period last year. Spending by Brits, usually the biggest contributors, fell around 10 billion euros to 2.6 billion. And more than three-quarters of Spain's furloughed workers have returned to work since April, so data from the Social Security Ministry showed this morning, as the Eurozone's fourth-largest economy posted robust job creation and unemployment figures. Some 83,529 people left the ERTE furlough scheme last month, leaving 728,909 workers still enrolled. That is 76% lower than the April peak, when more than 3 million people were supported by the programme. Some 84,013 net jobs were added in September, the fifth consecutive month of job creation. The number of people registered as jobless fell by 26,329, leaving 3.8 million people out of work. The Labour Minister, Yolanda Díaz, said it was the largest drop in jobless numbers recorded in September since 1996. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.